I knew for sure that what I was selling in 1980, what I was.
God bless the flag, we all beating our chest. When it's peace, it's the same old game, the same old players, same old name.
Right.
My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
Then maybe we can solve it. Pain gotta speak. Oh no, please don't bother. The pain too deep between you and me. Don't let it go no farther. I respect you like my mother. You love me like your father. We barely knew our parents, so that made our job much harder. By the blind, we both was brought up. No love is what they taught us. We reciprocate the hate we learned, and somehow they still fought us. All we needed was some tender love and care. A crowded room, don't be confused, ain't none there. They all we needed was some tender love and care. They want you around, but you feel love when you not there. Oh, it ain't fair, you see, I promise I would never push you, never hit you, I would only love you. Promise that I got you, that I'm through, but there can never be another. Promise that I got your back, and we would never let each other struggle. I honor that you got my back, cause you the brain, and baby, I'm the muscle, so I trust you. That's why I love you. Beneath your feet, but God above you, babe. That's why I trust you. That's why I love you. You keep the devil beneath your feet, but God above you. They call us the power couple. Shout out to others who left some things along the way, but not each other. Hey, my power couple, straight from the struggle. They lost some things along the way, but not each other. They call us. You can put the house in your name. I can put the lights in my name. You can put the gas in your name. Put the layaway in my name. I can put the car in your name. Put the cable in my name. I paid off with my change. Never wanna hear you complain. Yeah, now I respect you like my sister. You trust me like your brother. Our friends have separated, but we still ain't left each other. They talk down because they jealous. Move on is what they tell us. When the love is strong, get in your bone. It's known to be rebellious. All we needed was some tender love and care. Call on family, for some ain't none there. They all we needed was some tender love and care. You got that love and best you keep it, cause it's real. It ain't fair, you see. I promise I would never push you, never hit you, never disrespect you. Promise that if ever drama, I'm the one that's coming to protect you. Promise that I got your back, and if you ever feeling any pressure, I honor that you got my back, cause we unstoppable when we together. So I trust you, that's why I love you. Beneath your feet, but God above you, babe. That's why I trust you. That's why I love you. You keep the devil beneath your feet, but God above you. They call us the power couple. Shout out to others who left some things along the way, but not each other. Hey, my power couple, straight from the struggle. They left some things along the way, but not each other. They call us the power. You can put the house in your name. I can put the lights in my name. You can put the gas in your name. Put the layaway in my name. I put the card on your name. Put the cable in my name. I paid off with my change. Never wanna hear you complain.
And you are tuned into My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful. And if you don't know, today is our Working in Healthcare While Black episode, and I pretty much just do it myself. I talk, and I may or may not go the whole 2 hours. It just kind of depends on who calls up. And who need to get something off their chest. Sometimes nobody call up. Sometimes we get a few people to call up. You never know who's listening or who's going through some shit, you know. And if you're not a fan of the show or if this is your first time ever tuning in, it doesn't really matter what we're talking about. We typically don't get started for the first 15 minutes anyway. So go get you some popcorn or, I don't know. If you're at work, go tell somebody, hey, come check this idiot out. Let's call up. You know, if you're at work, hit me up. Let me know. If you wanted to shout somebody out, if you wanted to say something, hit me up. Let me know. And let's see what we got as far as the videos go. No, we don't want to do that one just yet. We want to hit you with the World War II nurses. And this is our show dedicated to our brothers and sisters that's working in healthcare. You know, I don't think enough light is shed on the difficulties involved in working in the healthcare industry. And damn sure not enough light shed on working in the healthcare industry while being black. And just like with everything else in life and in this country, you know, that adds a gazillion other difficulties, challenges, headaches, issues, problems, situations, however you want to describe them or however you want to discuss them or label them. That's up to you. But this shit ain't the same. And I don't think that any person of color would tell you, well, then again, I'm sure you got a couple of, what's her name, Candace Owens out there. But typically speaking, I think most people would easily agree that things happen to you that you have to either handle totally differently, or ain't no either. You have to handle shit totally differently. Like, especially as a black man in healthcare, you know, I'm already the boogeyman in society. Add that to the fact that some people don't want to see you actually succeeding or doing anything. And add that to the fact that people, you know, just think you just got over somehow. Somebody handed you all the years of experience that I got. Or somebody did my schoolwork for me. Or you know, like, just the litany of things that we have to go through or that we experience being black and working in healthcare. And you know what's interesting? This was a long, long, long time ago. But I was joking with a nurse, and I wrote about this on go to massmediahub.com and check out Jobstown, and you'll see what I wrote about it. But so I won't say cool with this other quote unquote nurse. I would say that she was extremely talkative and used to talk about her and her marriage quite a lot for absolutely no reason. Nothing that I ever elicited or really cared much about, to be quite honest. However, one day I was joking with her, and I was like, man, you look pregnant. Now, mind you, she's all of 90 pounds, soaking wet, maybe 4'10", and I'm being so honest here. And so, of course, she goes home and tells her husband, who happens to be a doctor. So this dude decides that he wants to come and he's going to check me. And so he comes over to where I work at, you know, for the sole purpose of just checking me. And he decides to tell me that if I was to ever call his wife fat again, that he was going to write me up, and he had his finger in my face, and he was huffing and puffing, and he was just on one. And I really politely whispered to him, because we was in the hallway, and I said, if you don't get your fucking finger out my face, I'm going to lose my job and fuck you up. And at that moment, I could see his whole soul just rise. Like he just turned into mush. His face got real red, and his finger started shaking, and he moved his finger, and he was like, I didn't have my finger in your face. I was like, yeah, you did, bro. And I said, now, who is your wife? And he said, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I said, oh, you mean the one that said that you abused her? That one? Or is that the one that said that you was cheating with some nurse in the ICU? Oh, my goodness, man. The whole time I'm kind of looking at her and looking at him at the same time, because she was sitting down, like, across the hallway. And, man, the look on this dude's face. And then to add to that, I informed him very politely, very matter-of-factly, what you have done is just committed a crime. Because you've come to my place of employment with the specific intent just to threaten me. That's a crime, and I feel scared. I said, however, we could go outside like men and handle this if you want to do that. And he just turned around and walked away. So I decide, you know what, let me cover my ass. I had talked to my people that you know, that I trusted on the floor. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So I wrote this dude up, and I went and told my boss. And the first thing that came out of her mouth was, well, because I told my boss that I was contemplating calling the police because what he had done was a crime, to which she agreed. Then she was like, well, you don't want to mess up his career. And I'm telling you, man, I was so pissed at this point. But I politely informed her that his career meant nothing compared to my safety. And the fact that this man committed a crime, no way should I should have to feel responsible or guilty for him doing something stupid. I handed her the write-up, and I left. You know, and we still worked in the same place for a couple of years there after that. And that dude he could not even look me in the face anymore. Ever. And I'm talking about years. And I don't know exactly what happened. They didn't tell me what happened. Or it didn't appear that much happened, except for they told him, you about to screw up your career. Leave that dude alone. And he took whoever's advice. But I'm curious. If you work in healthcare, you know, call up. Let me know a crazy story you've had. 347-855-8692. Or, matter of fact, you know what we don't do is we don't compliment each other enough in healthcare, I don't believe. If you work with a nurse, or you work with an STNA, or you work with a doctor or a respiratory therapist who really is on their shit, do a great job, and are really good people to work with, call up and celebrate them. It's 347-855-8692. And if you're hearing me, share the show. You know, shout out to Joe Coolmore. Shout out to Dr. Lee Lee. You know, Dr. Lee Lee, I know you work with some good people. Shout the good people out. You know, and I did have a couple of questions. One question, and I know she thought I was going to forget, but I'm not. One question was, how come our nurses and STNAs do not get along? What can we do to improve those relations? And my two cents is nurses, you got to take the lead on that. You know, being that your job is, quote unquote, a leadership job, you need to take the lead on that. And we have to be willing to do things, you know, we have to be willing to help, period. And I don't mean do somebody else's job. There's one thing to help, and then there's those people that say, hey, can you help me, and stand there and watch you. No. I mean, but we need to be able to, you know, this whole, well, that ain't my job. Like, that kills a floor right there. I don't care where you working at, who you working with. If that is your mantra every day, that kills the psyche of the people that you working with, because they can't count on you. So that would be my first thing, you know, as nurses, be more accountable in your actions and in your help, helping your staff. And AIDS, you know, y'all got to look out for the nurses. Like, there's little things throughout the workday that you could do to, when you know this nurse got way too many patients and is responsible for whether they live or die. Like, when you got a problem, you report it to the nurse, and the problem is is out of your hands now. It's on the nurse. Well, that's you and everybody else on that floor. So just look out for your nurse a little bit. That's all I'm saying, you know, and work together. Sometimes nurses, you may have a time when one of your STNAs, they really having a name themselves. Listen to them. Talk to them. Find out what's going on. They may be having some shit going on at home, and it may be affecting them. And you may be able, you may need to say for that day, you know what? You go just get your head together, and I'm going to take care of your people for a couple hours. I got you. You know how far that will get you as far as the management of a floor? Back did that get you? Because that's earning respect. And that's acknowledging that your coworkers are people too. You know, and that's just my two cents on that. And I do think that we could listen to each other more. And there have been times where I felt like maybe I was a little too lenient, or there have been times where I felt like, man, I was an asshole. And I'm good at least if I know I'm being an asshole to you, it's one of two reasons. It's either you are so triflingly lazy that I can't stomach being around you, and I'm being an asshole intentionally because I want you to tell management that you can't work with me. Or I didn't think before I said something. And in the latter, I'm going to always come back and I'm going to say, hey, I'm sorry. That was my bad, you know, or I may be having a bad day. And if I'm having a bad day, I'm going to tell you up front, man, this is a shitty day. And I have done that, and I have worked with some people that they like, hey, I got your back. And that was reciprocated when they was having a bad day. They had to ask, hey, what's going on, man? You know, what's popping? Okay, I got your back, you know. Because you see the people you work with oftentimes a hell of a lot more than you see your own damn family. And we creating these environments, and I know, you know, management does their damnedest to make sure that nurses and STNAs are at each other's throats all the time, because that benefits management in that they don't have to pay y'all a lot. They don't have to do much for you. You know, y'all pretty much at each other's throat, and that takes care of everything. That's occupying all y'all gossip time. They don't really care. You know, but it does nothing for you. It does nothing for the patients. It does nothing for the floor. If you got to be there 12 hours, 8 hours, 16 hours, you know, make it where you're smiling some. We ain't all got to be all hyper-aggressive at work and pissed off all the time. You know, I'd prefer to wake up super rich. I really would. Thus far, that has yet to happen. So it's cool if you can find some people that you can work with that you enjoy working with. Now, yeah, you're going to have these assholes sometime. And there's two different type of assholes at work. There's the asshole that is really good at their job. They just an asshole. And then there's the asshole snitch. Totally different. Like the one that's good at their job, depending on what type of scenario we in as far as the work, you know, what work we do, I may prefer to work with you because I want to be involved in the best particular job we can do. I don't want to be near the work snitch. Who does? You know, and that's an interesting thing too. You know, like, how do y'all deal with the work snitch? Is it you just freeze them out and hope they go away? Because they never do. They like roaches. You know, the good people at the job will disappear way before the work snitch. they seem to be there. Like, you'll leave a place that you kind of like, but that person was just such a tragic snitch that you say, you know what, I can't take it anymore. You go somewhere else. You call up there 6 months later just to see, is the snitch still there? And the snitch answers the phone. They're like roaches. They ain't going nowhere. That's the word snitch. You know, talk to me about that. What are you doing, Dr. Lili? What are you doing today? And you know what? I've had, it's always people like, oh, man, I'm going to call up. And then Sunday get here, and it'll be quick. Actually, last Sunday was kind of dope, though. I'm not even going to front. You know, we had a couple people call up. It was pretty dope. Fancy called up. And I did not realize that, you know, people are celebrating, what is it, St. Patrick's Day today. I can't say that I am one of those people. That's not really my thing, but, hey, I'm not about to drag you down if you want to go get smashed and you just feel you need a reason to go get smashed, knock yourself out. But on this show, you know, if I get some participation, I'll stay on a little bit past an hour. If not, I just chop it up, you know, and hopefully somebody will get some type of comfort out of it later on. But I only do it for about an hour. And oftentimes I think we tend to not realize that we aren't alone, that there's somebody out there going through exactly the same shit we going through at work, or having the same issues that we having at work, and we don't feel like we could talk to anybody about it. And because people are, you know, they say on TV how it's such a good job market, but, you know, we walk around in so much fear of losing our jobs, and because we know as black folks, we have to work twice as hard, we have to be twice as quiet, we have to be 100 times more polite. We have to go beyond the call of duty in every aspect of our employment to the nth degree. And even then, when cuts have to be made, they find a way to make us the first cuts. That's not just unique to where I live at. You know, that's pretty much everywhere. And if you look in some of these healthcare groups on Facebook alone, you will see the despair. You will see the inability to deal with the daily trauma of a traumatic job. Like, I bet you it's a shitload of people in healthcare walking around with PTSD and have no clue. Because how can you not, when you go to work and some teenager then got half his face blown off, and they rush him into the ER, and you got to work on this kid. That face don't go away. You don't never not see that face again. Facts, Joe Cool. Still don't get the recognition. Well, you know what? Let's change that. And I don't want people to think that this is just about nurses. That just happens to be my lane. But I want STNAs to feel comfortable, RTs to feel comfortable. If you work in dietary, I want you to feel comfortable and call up and say something. You know, and I don't care what position you got, what title you got. If you work in healthcare and, you know, you want to call up and talk about what it is to work in healthcare from a black perspective, then hit us up, 347-855-8692. Yeah, that is tough, Dr. Lili. Like, the whole, you know, like, you, it's just so many things that, and then what's really, 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 like, just a kick in the teeth sometimes is like the day after Trayvon Martin was murdered, and you have to be at work. And you know they know. They don't say a word. And even the ones that do, when they say some shit, you got to bite your tongue before you lose your job. And you know in their mind, they thinking, well, he got what he deserved or whatever. Like, those be some of the toughest freaking days to get through at work. I am not even going to lie. And you can feel it's not just me, because you could, anytime something like that has happened, you could feel the tension in the air. And we got to be supportive, man. Sometimes we just need to hug each other. And I know, you know, I don't care. If hugging your coworker will get y'all through the day, then hug your coworker. And I don't mean no creepy or I'm attracted to this. No, I'm talking about just purely a human-to-human interaction, because you know we need something. And when I say need something, I mean just need a little encouragement, a little love, a little comfort. And this shit works. It really does. You know, it's interesting how y'all don't always have to be the closest outside of work, because I've worked with a lot of people over the years who I enjoy. I look forward to going to work with. You know, when you look at the schedule and you like, oh shit, I work with such and such, such and such, such and such. This about to be a dope day. Them be the best days. And it don't mean y'all about to go to the bar. It doesn't mean that y'all know each other's kids, you know. But it means that y'all have found a uniqueness in several different areas and chose to focus on those for the betterment of the job, as opposed to focusing on the things y'all disagree about. Because you're going to disagree with people at work. You have to be a fool to think you're not. Oh, yeah, you took the PhD route versus the MD route. You worked in biometrics as a... What is biometrics? Is that a hospital? And, oh, my goodness, on the trauma team. Like, see, that's some... See, the thing about, like in trauma or when you are putting yourself in a scenario where you may work patients whose probability of passing away is increased more so than the norm, if that makes sense. When you do that, a lot of times we think we only look at the ER on TV shit, you know, the excitement, the, oh man, I'm about to be, I bet they gonna cut somebody's chest open, I'm gonna see their heart, you know. But you're not looking at, they had 3 kids with them when this shit happened to them. And they out in the lobby. You're not looking at, she was the mother of 5 kids in high school. Or he was the father of 5 kids in high school, and they all there. You know, you don't look at that part. And that shit sticks with you. Like, you can detach yourself from the particular individual enough over time where, you know what, I can isolate myself to just, it's not a person, it's just his heart. I'm working on this heart, I'm going to get this heart together, and we're going to be good. Sometimes you got to do that. It's a survival mechanism, and a lot of times that makes you better at that particular area. Your daughter's friends are traveling nurses. They seem to love traveling around the country. Yeah, they get paid a lot. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, traveling nurses get paid a lot. That's some dangerous shit, too, though. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they generally put you, like, when you're getting paid, when you walk in the door, everybody on that floor or that unit knows how long you're going to be there and how much you're getting paid. And they don't like the fact that you're sometimes getting paid twice as much as they are to do exactly the same job. So you're going to get the short end of the stick a great majority of the time, as far as like what assignments you get, what patients you get, what shifts you get. They're gonna do all they can to dump everything on you. But it's kind of dope that you get to go to different areas. They pay for your housing. I mean, they pay you handsomely. They really do. Oh man, yeah. Oh yeah, they will shit on you, Dr. Lely. Like I've done not even travel nursing, but agency nursing back in the day, which is like travel nursing, but within like your city. you know, you just basically a facility will call your job and say, hey, we had 3 call offs, we need 3 nurses today. And so you make more money than the average nurse doing that. And when you walk into that building, you know you're going to get the worst, and they're not going to help you out at all. This may be a place you've never been to. They don't concern themselves with whether you risking your license or not. They're like, hey, you getting paid $5 more than we are, so we don't care. And that's pretty much how it goes, you know. Yeah, and it may not be the case for your daughter, Dr. Lili. You know, of course, it's not everybody's going to have the same experience, but from what I've seen, you know, and I got kind of cool with a couple of the traveling nurses at one time. And, you know, with everything else, there was some negatives and some positives. But I don't know, as a black man, that I would never do that. I just wouldn't. It's bad enough for me trying to get comfortable at a job. I'm not trying to have to get comfortable in different neighborhoods across the country. I just, you know, and that's the fucked up part about it. You know, that's one of the things about being black in healthcare is you have to think about not just the job you're going to take, but the area you're going to take the job in. You know, you may get an offer to job in buttfuck Alabama making a shitload of money, but you're the only black person in that city. I'm good. I'm good, love, enjoy. I'm going to have to pass on that money. But we have to make those type of decisions. Oh, my bad, I read that wrong. You did say your daughter's friends. And you know what? Yeah, shout out to her. I hope she is really happy. And that's dope, your daughter is a lawyer. You showing off, huh? You should show off, though. You know, you did a great job. And shout out to you. And whoever else in the village helped raise them, or her, or both of them. I don't know. But anyway, what time? Okay, we got about a half an hour to go if don't nobody call up. And the number is 347-855-8692. And this video that I'm showing right here, I believe this is out on the West Coast. And what they've been doing, and they ain't just doing it on the West Coast, is like Trump is going ham on all this immigration shit, but it's really just the Mexicans or the Latinos that he got a problem with, because they sure are bringing in a whole bunch of Asian nurses to work in the hospitals, and they paying them, to my understanding, and I could be wrong, but I believe they're getting more money, and they squeezing a lot of people out of gigs that have been working there for a long time, and I think that is the concern of this particular protest right here. And that brother right there that's talking is actually a physician assistant. So typically you don't see physician assistants of any kind really interacting much with nurses. So it's dope of the fact that he's actually out there with them. It's even doper to hear a brother, though. And he makes a point in that. I don't have the audio on that one, and I don't want to get yanked off of this. We finally got like 29 subscribers on our YouTube, so I ain't trying to get yanked, man. So I'm trying to chill on what I play. And you're right, man. All money is not good money, Joku. It definitely ain't. But we have to make those considerations, you know. And it was interesting to me. I'm listening to somebody talk about their child who just got their first like job post college, and it was in a city in. It was in a state where I personally, my first question would have been, oh, how many black people they got there? Because it just sounded like it was in an area where that may be a concern. And she spent a whole bunch of time talking about where, you know, where she was going to be at. And she talks about everything else. But that was never one of her questions. That never seemed to be a concern. And I can't understand that. Like, how you would be that ignorant? Like, I don't know. I guess if they said they was moving to Chicago, no, I ain't worried about that because I know it's a lot of us in Chicago. But when you're moving somewhere where I know that it's not very many of us, I'm concerned about that even more. The sanctuary cities are putting a strain on their public assistance and city services. That's an interesting topic right there. Are black folks being replaced on the West Coast? I know that's a whole, you know, like we could do a whole different show on that one, Dr. Levy, and we just might have to do that. You know, actually, we may have to talk, like have an honest conversation about immigration and its effects on black folks. So I appreciate you for putting that out there because now I got a new show idea. Might have to do that Thursday. But, damn, what was the other question? She gave me three questions, and I cannot remember but that one. Oh, man. People aren't enjoying their careers. And I'm going to tell you, people, you know, they give you way too many patients. They have turned everything into computer documentation. And your documentation is more important than your actual time with your patients, by far. It's not even close. Like, if you didn't do a treatment, if you didn't do a treatment, then you'll never hear about it, really. But if you didn't document that you did that treatment, you'll get written up. Whether you did the treatment or not, all they care about is whether you documented that it was done. And I'm not even going to talk about the inspections that these facilities go through, if you want to call them that. You know, I think that they could do a better job of those inspections. Let's just say it, put it that way. And when I say those inspections, I mean, like, every facility has to have an inspection, at least, every nursing home has an inspection by whatever state they are located in once a year to make sure that they are following the guidelines that have been set forth prior to by that state. From my experience, the level of grotesque that your facility has to reach for them to even approach shutting you down is criminal. It really is. Very few nurses are in a union. The West Coast, if I recall, has some parts of the West Coast have a nurses union. I think that the West Coast, in California specifically, are more unionized than I think anywhere else, but somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. I know for a fact there's a union somewhere in New York. I want to say it's the Bronx because somebody did put me up on that not too long ago. But generally speaking, no. And that's part of the problem. I mean, like, people don't talk about the assaults, and I think I talked about this last week, the assaults that take place on nurses. People don't talk about that. People don't talk about the overworked nurses. Like, the fact that, you know, you got some nurses out here that are working 80 hours a week. Now, granted, yes, they picking up that time, but they picking up the time because they got to make ends meet. People not making enough money, you know. And then you have RNs looking down on LPNs, LPNs looking down on STNAs, STNAs looking down on dietary. And it's a perpetual, I need to make myself feel better by looking down on you. And which is ridiculous. I have seen LPNs run circles around RNs, and I have seen RNs that knew way more than a doctor. It just depends on what you put into it, you know. But stop putting people down for a title. You know, some people did not want to go back to school, and that's okay. Some people are happy doing what they're doing. And they are typically the ones that are great at whatever they are doing. So just because they don't have a title that you have acquired does not make them any less important to the team, and it doesn't make them any less important as a person. Stop playing people like that. That's a lot of our problem too. You know, well, you could have went to school just like I did. You know what? Get out, walk in their shoes. Not everybody is. That's easy to say, Dr. Lee, but I've worked with some patients that were flat out clearly racist. You know, now generally speaking, as a man, they're not gonna try certain shit. But I have seen the tattoos, and I'm like, oh yeah, you a Nazi. You know, but they didn't say no shit to me. I knew, they knew, and that was it. You know, but it wasn't none of this, you know, calling me niggers or anything like that, or I don't want, you know, I've never experienced somebody saying, I don't want to work with him because he's black. But I have experienced some serious racism over the years from patients, so, you know. But it's your job. You know, like it sucks, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think that would be the longest code ever. It wouldn't, but they would yank y'all license if that man come into the ER, Klansman or not, and y'all just let him sit there and die. Cause you black people, you go to an ER somewhere and you the only black person in that hospital, and they don't do any rescue measures on you. That's going to be cool. Nothing's going to happen. But that's not what's going to happen if it's just us. Yeah, you got the customer service shit is off the hook now. And because they've cut back on reimbursement so significantly, now it's to the point where the patient is never wrong, and they know that. Like it used to be, like if you was a patient and you was getting out of pocket, whatever facility you was in, they would put your ass out. Now, if you're a patient and you're getting out of pocket, first off, they can't just put you out. The government has made that more difficult. But secondly, they don't want to put you out. Like I've seen them give people 30-day notice after 30-day notice after 30-day notice. Now, if your insurance stops, they will put your ass out. I have seen them literally put a patient in a cab to go to a homeless shelter because they ain't had a bread. But if your insurance is paying, you can damn near be the biggest asshole on the planet. I mean, I have seen them look past people drinking on the premises, smoking weed, all type of stuff, man. Like, and this was years, years, and years ago, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know, and I see what you're saying, but, yeah, we would have to do some type of life-saving measures on him just to make sure we cover our own ass. And me personally, I got an ego concern in that. Like, I don't want nobody dying on my watch. And I think my ego is bigger than my hate. So I probably would not want him to die. That's just me. I don't know. I hope I never have to encounter something like that. Like, if I was driving down the street and I seen a Klansman, like, in a bad car accident or whatever, yeah, I probably keep driving. But if you show up to work and you're in a fucked up situation, you know, and that's what I'm there for, yeah, I'm going to make sure you're all right, whether I like your ass or not. Yeah, it is. I can't even imagine what it's like to be a teacher, you know. And honestly, maybe I should have expanded it not to just healthcare, but just working while black. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll just make it working while black, because it can't just be healthcare going through this crazy shit. You know, I really would, now that you say that, damn, Dr. Lili, just on your shit today, because I really, really would like to talk to some of these damn teachers. They have got to be scared out their mind going to work. Absent from the body. But I absolutely would like to talk to some of them, too. I think that would be very interesting. You know, I think it would just be interesting, honestly, to really explore what are we going through at work as black folks in the Trump era. And has things changed at work since Trump's been in office? Or do you work somewhere where you know, it has bonded the job more so him being in office? I'd like to know that, too. You know, I think that him being in office has not been good in a lot of areas. You know, I find myself, especially like when I was on the floor, I found myself noticing, you know, that they, and I think we can all agree who they is, but they were way more emboldened. Despite what position they would have, like people that are under you, quote unquote, talking out the side of their neck. Yeah, that does sound like a great topic, Dr. Lili. Yeah, but you know, now you got people that you tell them what to do, or that's supposed to be within your job description, and they talking to you like you a piece of shit, like they got absolutely no respect for you, and that's a little problematic right there. I won't even say a little. Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to do that. I might just have to just go ahead and expand, because, why narrow it down when we all have way more similarities at work? I think it may have been a gift and a curse that Trump is in office, because I will notice that black folks, at least from my experience since he's been in office, have been a lot nicer towards each other. And we're more willing to let shit slide at work that we wouldn't have let slide, you know, amongst our own before. Or if we want to get into it with one another, we are a little bit better at hiding that. My bad, but I was extremely parched. So I enjoyed a delicious beverage made by Wonderful Apple Juice, which is our sponsor today, tomorrow, and every day. If you need something to drink, get some apple juice, and you'll be refreshed. Healthcare-wise, Trump and his "I got to get rid of the nigga" mentality, he couldn't totally get rid of Obamacare, but he fucked up the funding. And I was never the biggest fan of Obamacare, and only because it wasn't really healthcare for all. If you're going to do it Canada style. You know, just make healthcare across the board. Doesn't matter. We can all go to the doctor. But don't make it like it's car insurance. And I have the option of buying it. But if I don't buy it, I'll get a fine. I think that's an interesting part of discussion too, right there, Dr. Lili, with the Blue Lives Matter crap under him. And I'm not surprised that more blacks were killed up under him, because them white folks hated the fact that it was a nigga as president. And that, you know, they couldn't get to him, so we was the next best thing. But, by no stretch of the imagination am I saying that the brother was a perfect president. He wasn't. You know, like, I had a lot of bones to pick with him. But That's a whole nother. Yeah, the GOP stripped out the individual mandate. I mean, which that part bothered me. Like, I just think that they should have went about that differently if you're going to do health care for everybody. And they also allowed the narrative of the name. It was almost like they got tricked into calling it Obamacare, and I think President Obama actually liked the fact that it was named after him. But that was the biggest problem, is because a lot of white folks didn't want Obamacare, but they wanted the technical name was for it, the Health Care Act or whatever it was. I forget what the fancy name was. You know, they just didn't want his name on this shit. They were unaware that Obamacare and the fancy name were one and the same. Yeah, the ACA. You know, had Obama and them realized, you know what, we're not going to allow them to steal the narrative of naming it Obamacare. We're going to keep it ACA so people won't be confused. Because a lot of them folks is mad that they thought they was getting rid of Obamacare and keeping the ACA. No, idiot, it's the same thing. You know, so I didn't like it was intrusive in our life and required a role. Obama should have done more. Man, he's... Like, it's going to take some extremely drastic changes to the economic system here for... We could talk about that for eons. I mean, you write about the lower prescription drug prices. And you know what's sad is that in healthcare, there are so many of us that work in healthcare that can't afford the care that we are giving. That's the fucked up part about it. Is they have made health insurance, like if you gotta have health insurance and you gotta have daycare, oh my god, like the amount of money you got to be making a month to afford just those two things is ridiculous, let alone a place to live. Yeah, Dr. Lely, I have been one of those people. Imagine that, a nurse working the floor that ain't got the bread to pay for health care. Yeah. Like, it is insanity. Did you hear the one white dude on Facebook who said get rid of Obamacare but wasn't worried because he had the ACA? I didn't, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You know, but that was intentional. The Republicans put, you know, they made sure to call it Obamacare so that they could convince the, it was easier to convince the racist white folks that it was bad if it had black man name on it. I mean, if you look at Trump, like, he pretty much just, he don't care what damage it does to the society at large. If it had Obama name or brand or label or whatever on it, he trying to get rid of it. And hold on, is this the plug in the building? What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, bro?
Shit, man, just sitting up here, man, you know, we done went a little bit from, well, it ain't no we. I'm, you know, I'm pretty much talking to myself. No, man, Dr. Lely is in the YouTube chat, and I got Joe Cool on the Facebook. It would be nice if Joe Cool, how about you come on over here to the YouTube so Dr. Lely won't be talking by herself?
Your homegirl coming on today?
I don't know, man. Like, thirsty. I'm like, wow, what the hell is he doing calling up?
Hey, man, listen. I just want to give a look. Shout out to all the thick nurses and tight scrubs today. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody that's punching the clock, you know, putting them hours in, you know, taking care of people. You know, we appreciate y'all. You know, I appreciate you a little bit more, you know, for the smaller scrubs and whatnot. But, you know, shout out to all of y'all.
Hey, you know what? And Dr. Lely actually gave me a great idea. Like, shit, we're going to have to expand this and not just healthcare, just working while black.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Really say I'm not gonna be on here long. See, man, you got to get involved in our YouTube shit, man. Like, come on, bro.
Me?
What are you doing over there, man? Yeah, you.
Yo, like, I'm dry, though, like, in the chat room. I'm kind of dry, man. You know, like, me, it's just, like, spur of the moment with shit.
Bruh, I didn't say you had to have a dissertation, but it's nice for people to be able to interact, man. I be trying to interact. I'm doing 37,000 things over here. I can't wait till we get Chester really up and popping with running a live stream. That's going to open up so, you know, I'll be able to do more of that shit. And then we can try to get the chat rooms popping a little bit. Because as it stands now, Dr. Lely is a soldier. Huh?
Shout out Dr. Lely.
Yeah, her and Joe Cool be holding it down. Other than that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
We got nada. Nobody. Shit, nothing. Oh, man. Yeah, that Blue Lives Matter, man. Oh,
I'm real meticulous, like, when it comes to, like, my doctors or whatnot. So, like, I only have female doctors. I only request female doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had an encounter with a doctor that I was, like, uncomfortable with, like, getting ready to get a physical. And, like, ever since that day, I only get female doctors. So, shout out to all female doctors.
So, wait a minute. You had a gay doctor?
He just came off mad gay to me. I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't comfortable, bro. Like, he was just making, like, real, like, extra gay comments, like, gosh, man, you're ripped. Like, you should play for the Wizards or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like,
I don't know, bro.
Like, I'm just not. No, and he was a brother. You know what I'm saying? And then he, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he went to check my heartbeat with a stethoscope. And, like, after that, like, I deaded it because I just wasn't comfortable. Like, he made, like, one too many comments about my physique. And then, like, it was going to be either I'll beat your ass in here or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just wasn't happening. Like, I deaded it. Like, I was just like, I'll never have. Go through it. I always request a female doctor.
We ain't gonna slam the brother, man. That was weird, man. Yeah, I'm glad y'all was able to resolve that situation, man, and get through it somehow, man. But you're the only person that called up today, so I'm about to shut it down in a minute. And I really wanna maybe I'll do a live stream about some other shit that I was thinking about. Because I really don't want to go into that under this title. Because it's totally different. But shit, you at work, bro?
Nah, I'm actually over my my grandparents' crib, chilling with the fam and whatnot.
Wait a minute. She said she remembered this white lady wanted to give her a pap smear when she had neck whiplash. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And you know what? You are absolutely right as far as watching them because they are not going to give you the best of care. That is a fact. The care that we will receive as opposed to them is we talk about the police killing us, and I've been saying this for a minute. These doctors is doing a way bigger number on us, and they just doing it under the radar. If we don't wake up,
yeah,
we'll all be screwed.
I had a doctor I was once attracted to, and I had to get rid of her, too.
What that got to do with doctors screwing us over as a people, bro?
I mean, you were talking about doctors screwing, you know what I'm saying? You know, like...
Wait a minute. But I'm curious, though. You was attracted to, or so she shut you down, huh?
No. It was like, I can't even tell that story. It's like the most awkward shit ever. But, you know, like, she said some slip. You know, I got a physical and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a female doctor, so, like, she checked me for a hernia or whatnot and all that, you know what I'm saying? And then it kind of just led to, like, some complications and whatnot. But she was cool, though. Like, she was, like, really, she was, like, real librarian, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure
like,
how,
like,
how getting checked for a hernia leads to complications, but okay.
It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I had got, I can't say it. I can't say it. I can't go into it. I can't go into it, but my fault. You know, my fault, man. I apologize.
You do something like you got that quid pro quo.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. It sounds funny, though.
Yeah, it sounds like you worked off your fee.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Dr. Lilly, he had these fantasies about women. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the healthcare provider, be the lawyer, the doctor, the Indian chief. It does not matter. But
don't
right
do
now,
me like that.
Huh?
So don't do me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Me
like,
that. Oh, come on, man. Don't try to put this on me, man. Because I can pull up footage. We got
yo,
you on
don't
tape,
do me
bro.
Like that, man. Yo, I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a thing for a doctor that I once had, you know what I mean? And I just switched doctors, you know what I mean? Because, you know, shit got weird for us at one point in time. No, that's all.
Yeah, every time you go to see her, you're like, yes, I am excited today. She's like, wow. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, man, you know. Yeah, it was just best, you know, we parted ways. You know, so.
Oh, my goodness. You get your medical bills taken care of, fam. Hey, it's hard out here now.
Hey, man, she was sexy.
That's, I wonder, can that type of thing work? You know, that's an interesting. I've actually over the years I've seen. And, you know, as a healthcare professional, you're not supposed to get involved with your patients. But I've seen more than one person actually take a patient home and love them or whatever you want to call it. I've seen that on more than one occasion. And it was widely known that they did that, and there were no repercussions at all. Nah, I've never seen one of us do that.
Yeah, man. I ain't never seen that, you know, but you know, I be with a little doctor chick, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
I mean, but that's, and then would you really trust her? Like, to keep it a stack? Like, if she just picking up, she picked you up as a patient.
I mean, that's kind of true.
Doing that all the time. Like, I don't know. It's just, that ain't beyond, that's beyond a little unethical. That's a lot unethical, and that's just not
what
cool.
What if it's fire, though?
And, from what I have seen, the patients that they take home are trained. It's like, it's not even about the patient per se. It's about that healthcare professional having some mental issues. And, like, their issue is they feel compelled to have to take care of somebody because they be taking home training.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, now that's weird.
They be taking home train wrecks. Like, this one bro was like, well, she was calling dude her husband, but when you actually listen to her, she's like, well, we ain't really married because his health care costs too much.
God damn.
Right. Like, you just took an absolute train wreck home. Like, not only are you risking your career, but you're risking your career for somebody that can't do shit for you.
I mean, you know, everybody, every relationship got their quirks. You know what I'm saying? You ain't necessarily going to understand how and why.
You know what I mean? So this is one of them things, man.
No, that is not just one of them things, bro. That's just weird. That's problematic, bro.
Like, yeah, it's definitely problematic. I agree with that. But how many people do we know in problematic situations, you know what I mean, in relationships? You know, we all can name somebody.
Well, that's true, too. But I ain't never seen one of us do that crazy shit, so I don't put too much, you know. I know that they are allotted that extra, you know, what they do it is some type of compassionate shit. Let a black person do it, and that shit is going to be a crime. So,
yeah.
You know.
I could dig it, you know. Like, I once bagged a couple women at the child support office. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in my younger days. I guess it's kind of like shopping, just working in the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait a minute. You said you bagged a woman at the child support office.
Yeah, facts.
How, bruh?
Did it help? Like, all you got, huh?
Did it help?
What you mean, did it help? Like, I'm not, you know, of course I wasn't there to, you know, be like, no savior, no shit like that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, they're typically there to deal with a dude who's not present. You know what I'm saying? So, like, me at the time, I was, you know, I had the whole single dash spiel, you know, the whole appeal on that. Like, I just looked ultra responsible because I raised my kid. You know what I mean? And I was there on some other shit. You know, you just kind of start conversating and things happen.
Next thing you know, y'all in the sack.
Yeah, you know, next thing you know, they kids.
You are the third most incredible motherfucker to ever exist, bro. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. Like you just wake up and it's just like women are just zombies to.
Nah, I wouldn't go with that. I won't go to that extent. But I ain't got like that.
Whatever, man.
Oh, man, you know, that's all it's all about.
And they be like, bro!
Hell no.
Nah. I'm just here for a drink. I got some things on my mind. I'll talk to you later.
Nah, man, I'm real low key, man. Like, I ain't, you know, I'm not known like you think. You know, I be doing some chill shit, man. Especially now, you know, I'm older. I sit in my car listening to Stevie Wonder by myself and shit, you know.
And hold on one second, Ron. I don't know who this 4324 is, but if you want to get on air, just let me know by pressing 1, okay? And if you do got something, you know, a story you want to get off your chest, situation you want to talk about at work, or if you just got an opinion on the difference between black folks at work and white folks at work, give us a call at 347-855-8692. And, oh, let's see, 4324 do got something they want to say. Let's see what's good. What's good, fam?
Peace, what's happening? What's good, fam? This is
Peace.
Sports Thompson.
What's going on, bro? Oh, yeah.
Everything is everything, man. I'm always, you know, feeling good. But, yes, I want to talk on the difference between so-called black folks and so-called white folks at work.
All right.
Well, the thing that comes into play is there's a such thing as entitlement, and we don't have that. So, of course, there's a lot of friction because as far as the so-called black people that are awake and aware of these things, and then you got the other so-called black folk that don't be aware of these things. So maybe for them, they go through the same thing as the ones that do know, but, you know, they don't see it. But, yeah, it's a big difference. It's like it's things that they can do that we can't. And we'll get fired for what we do, such as punching in and going to lunch. And then going home, and then coming back 4 hours later.
Man.
And, I mean, I can go on and know some of the stuff I've seen. Or getting hired when you're actually illiterate. Can't tell a single letter from another one. I can go on and know. you apply for a job, and they tell you got to have a master's and all these degrees, and the so-called, you know, white relative of one. Or maybe not, sometimes I don't even be related from what I see. And they'll get the same position with no degree. And I can go over and But there's a big difference, and most of the reason is, I think, because, you know, it's their jobs. You know, truth be told, it's a bitter thing going on when we go to get these jobs. But it's just like if we had the ball in our court, if they was our job, we probably would be just as biased as anybody else. That's all it is, the entitlement, man. We just would never have that, you know, working for so-called white folk, and that's the difference between us and them on these jobs.
And that's a bitter pill to swallow, too, man. It's like when you see them getting away. It's like you get written up for the slightest thing, but you see these motherfuckers talking to anybody the way they, you know, out the side of their neck, totally disrespectful, showing up late, not doing what they're supposed to do, and they getting a raise.
Truth.
Oh, my God.
Till we get our own business or whatever, we just, you know, we got these bills and families and they depend on it. So we got to go through this stuff. But, yeah, man, it's ugly, man. It's like, and the bad thing is it seems like they don't have no mercy. That's what makes it so bad. They don't care about us or our children. Fire your ass.
No.
Like a black
no.
ass.
No. You know, but I will say that I am noticing more and more, you know, the ones of us that are in some type of position of power at these places are looking out for the rest of us more so than I've ever seen
yeah.
in my life.
About time, because, whew.
Yeah.
It's ugly right now, though. I don't know if it's because
yeah.
Trump's not in office, so they feel like they can flex. But I know one thing, it's really, I mean, I'm like 40-something, and I've been on this planet for a minute. It's like, it seems like it's just the worst it's ever been. It feels like it's the 50s.
Yeah, since your man got in office, they felt that their entitlement has grown.
It's really ugly, man. I'm talking about it even goes for everything. You go to get a loan, you get to the bank, they act a funky, which is just because of your skin color. It just trickles down. I mean, like, but yeah, the job situation for us is definitely lopsided on their jobs. Well, that's all I got. I just wanted to speak on it because it had me laughing through what I heard. I was like, oh, shit. Because I was just, you know, I'm
hey,
not
man, I definitely appreciate you calling up, bro.
I appreciate you giving me that window to speak, man.
No doubt, man. Ron, where the hell you go, bro? Man, Fancy
well,
ain't calling up.
I'm just going back to listening, man. I'm on the job right
oh,
now.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm about to shut it down in a minute anyway, though. But, hey, we'll be on every Sunday at 4:30, man. You know, tell your people, you know, somebody. And I think we're going to change it from healthcare to just working while black because I don't want to feel like we're cutting people out. And I know it's, you know, I saw a sister do a poem about corporate America and being black. Oh, my God, it was so hilarious. Trying to work it out to get her on the show before I play the poem because I don't want to ruin it.
That's what's up. Yeah, you're supposed to be coming through these days. That's what's up.
Man, very, very dope.
Energy, man.
Yeah, definitely, you know. So, and so it just, man, that shit just hit my whole soul. Like, man, everything she was saying, from the potlucks to all type of shit, it was just, oh, classic. But anyway, good looking,
yeah,
bro.
Bad,
what's your
man.
Name, man?
Yeah, I'm Fort Sumter.
Oh, okay.
Sumter my
that's
real
dope.
Last name, so I just, you know, that's what I go by. Either that or Bear, you know, that's, you know, the Native American thing, but Fort Sumter.
You got the toughest names and shit out going. I'm a fort, not what? You doing with this?
Yeah,
nothing.
I'm about big as well.
Hey, well, it just wouldn't be right calling yourself Bear and you like 5'2".
Nah. I'm like 6'1" and 340.
Yeah, you got to be a big dude to be like to pull the bear thing off, or you just a teddy bear. And then nah, it ain't a
hell
nickname.
Yeah, a trash
can. It's like an insult.
What a koala
right.
bear.
But shit, man. I definitely appreciate you calling up, man. Dr. Lily, shout out to you. Shout out to Joe Cool. And we'll see y'all back again next Sunday.
All right.
And I think,
well, Supreme
no doubt,
Peace,
man.
You
appreciate
know that
it.
I'll be back then. All right.
Oh, no doubt. Peace. Peace, Rome, wherever they are yet. Let's see what we're going to play. I did want to see, I kind of, I want to play something just a little chill, you know? I feel a little chill vibe coming on, but I'm not exactly sure what would be chill enough to be considered a chill vibe song. And, you know what? And we out, fam.
See, I'm going. Yeah. I've been feeling so all alone lately. Strong is what alone made me, ma. Mama was strong. She was alone when she raised me. Hot water, cornbread, burnt flour for the gravy. She could make a mountain out of mold to feed her baby crazy. You raised me and Pete by yourself. When we was acting up, she whooped us all by herself. Thanksgiving, birthdays, Christmas, did it by herself. How could I ever never love her to death? Ain't nothing left for me to do, mama. Always tried to please you, mama. Therefore, I made this song for you, mama. She's such a true mama. She noticed that habit hurt me, and then she kicked that habit to the curb, cold turkey. I get chills when I spit this. We ain't had no house up on no hill, but wasn't no meals, miss. That's real spit. Excuse my language on that last line. But I don't never want to turn back the hands of time. I hear these rappers in a game use that lame line. If you remember all your pain, you have a changed mind. Ain't no rewind, we had it hard back in the day. Mama, I'm sorry for all the hairs I turned gray. Not only that, for all the stress that I caused. My run-in with the laws, no matter what I did. You always on my side, standing tall. It ain't no love like yours. You're a dove like Aura, forgive me. But you're awesome for my thug life, Aura's you raised. Four boys, God plan, Lord for the physical abuse was the cause of you losing twin daughters. We got older than EMP, went to the pen, being hard headed. She told us we ain't had no friends. She still came to visit, even shot through some ends in the phone so we can call home. Hey, 910, mama, you are my earth, my joy, my number one, and I'm supposed to shine on you because I'm your son. I'm done with putting you through the pain. You can put up your umbrella, we made it through the rain. Just keep your faith in the Lord and I'ma do the same. And pray I never have to go back to the dope game. I'ma maintain and try to make it with this rap thing. And I'm moving forward, I ain't never going back, man. Some say the rap game is just like the trap game. So if you hear me in the track, I'm in that trap, man. I'm that thing, baby, I'm Connie soon.
Yeah.
Y'all know that? Huh. Yeah. Baby, I'm Connie soon. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, baby, I'm Connie, son. Yeah. Yeah, baby, I'm Connie, son. Yeah.
That she got right there. When I went in the church. Happy Mother's Day, mama. You don't even know I got this going. But it's going. Happy Mother's Day.